Bringing back the rule of three may be the key to improving how you assess candidates for federal jobs and how you improve the category rating systems and get better people. Ultimately, that's the goal. That's according to Jeff Neal, Senior Vice President of ICF International, former Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Homeland Security. He says category ratings are not the problem and that you can improve your process by conducting better assessments. Jeff is writing on the chiefhro.com blog and we're co-publishing at federalnewsradio.com. It's always great to talk to you, Jeff. What happened to the rule of three? When did it go away and why?
Hi, Francis. The rule of three went away during the president's hiring reform about 4 years ago. You know, if you recall, people had been complaining about the rule of three for many, many years. It was the rule that only allowed hiring managers to consider the top three candidates on an OPM cert or a delegated examining unit referral listing. And people always complained about it. They said it got in the way of hiring good people, that it restricted managers and didn't let them have the flexibility they wanted. And so finally, they got rid of it. And so now, instead of using the rule of three, we're using something called category rating, which is a little simpler process where you just put people into two or three categories, and then you refer everybody in the top category. The problem is that category rating has solved a lot of the rule of three's problems, but it's created some of its own problems. So it's one of these fixes that fixed one thing and probably broke something else.
Is what got broken worse than what it was trying to fix, Jeff?
In some cases, yes. So what's happened with category rating is people have been very sloppy in how they've applied it in a lot of places. So instead of having a very refined evaluation process that really identifies the very best qualified people, a lot of folks are using simple questionnaires that are not really developed by people with the kind of skills you would need to develop a good assessment. And so you end up with these very broad groups of people that include people who are really, really highly qualified and people who are not so qualified. And so a hiring manager gets a list that might have, instead of three people, it might have 25 or 30 or 50 or 100 people on it. And because the way category rating is done, it groups it lists the veterans at the top of that list. If you have a category that's very poorly defined and it has a mix of veterans and non-veterans who are well-qualified and not so well-qualified, you can end up with someone blocking that list who's a veteran who really isn't that well-qualified. And it creates some problems for agencies. And a lot of people that I've heard complain about it say, well, the problem is category rating. Or they say, well, you know, the problem is veteran preference. And the problem isn't veteran preference, and the problem isn't category rating. It's just applying category rating in a very sloppy way that really is not working very well.
You write, category rating works effectively only when the top category is limited to those applicants who are clearly able to perform successfully on the job. And you write that under the subhead, better assessments are the solution. Where are the folks in the human capital area now going wrong when it comes to the assessments? Where is this stopping them up, do you think?
Well, an assessment that's a good assessment is generally developed by somebody who has a lot of experience doing developing valid assessment instruments. Valid meaning that you could take them to court and prove that the person who got through that assessment successfully and had a high score on it clearly is a highly qualified candidate. What we have now are questionnaires, and you can go on USA Jobs and look at just about any position advertised there and click on the questionnaire to take a look at it. And the questionnaires will be very poorly written things that basically allow a candidate to just say, I'm really well qualified, and they know how to answer the questions, they know which answers to pick, and people can come out with very high scores. Agencies that do very good assessments, and there are a number of agencies, I know TSA within DHS, TSA and CBP actually both had very good assessment processes. People who do really good assessments can screen out poor quality candidates very easily. The people who don't do good assessments just let those poor quality candidates go right through the process and get on the list. And that's where the problem with category rating has come about.
Are the kinds of best practices that agencies like those that you cited use, are they transferable? Are they scalable, Jeff?
Absolutely. One of the things you find with a lot of jobs is that they're not one-of-a-kind jobs. If you look at most agencies, you'll find a lot of positions where they might have 50 of a particular job, or 100, or 500. In DLA, for example, when I was at the Defense Logistics Agency, we probably had 3,000 contracting officers, all JS 1102, 11s and 12s. And so when you develop a really solid assessment for a position like that, you're developing an assessment that you can use over and over again for hundreds or even thousands of positions. So it's very easy to scale good assessments for jobs that are not one-of-a-kind jobs. For jobs that are one-of-a-kind jobs, some agencies keep industrial organizational psychologists on staff, and they say they have people who can develop an assessment for them that's going to be a valid assessment that's going to meet the kind it's going to have the kind of rigor you would need if you needed to defend it in court. So it really is a very scalable process. It's something that people can do. It's something that a really well-qualified HR specialist, a staffing specialist, can do if they've got the proper training. So absolutely, it's a scalable thing. It's certainly a repeatable process, and any agency can do it.
Jeff, I normally don't pay much attention to the comments on blog posts anymore, but one of the comments on your post at chiefhro.com cracked me up a little bit. One of your readers commented, to counter the rule of three, I recall the use of the rule of thumb, where a selecting official used his or her thumb to cover the name of the candidate in the way. I suppose there's a way around just about everything somebody throws at you, huh?
There is, and one of the problems we used to have with the rule of three is people who were not honest, sometimes passing over veterans inappropriately and doing things they shouldn't have done. I saw a case years ago working for a large agency in the Department of Defense. I saw a case where a group of veterans had all declined consideration for the position. And when I looked at the case file, the handwriting for the veterans was all the same.
Huh. What a coincidence.
What we found out was that an HR specialist was trying to be what he thought was helpful, and he falsified declinations. And we ended up having to go back and offer a couple of folks jobs because they were veterans who were entitled to preference, and they had been deprived of what they were legally entitled to. So we had to go back and fix it.
Oh, so you mean they didn't actually have all exactly the same handwriting, huh?
No, it's amazing how those things work out.
The amazing things that people do. Hey, I'm really pleased that you are going to be on the Federal News Countdown with me tomorrow afternoon, Jeff.
I'm looking forward to it. I've got some good stories to talk about tomorrow.
You did. You chose some great stories, and the Federal News Countdown's every Friday in the 4 o'clock hour on Federal News Radio. And I don't normally do this, but since you're on the program, I'm going to tell you that you're on with Keith Trippi tomorrow afternoon.
Uh-huh. Good guy. Who I used to work with Keith at DHS.
That's exactly why I put you on the show together. It's the first time he's done the Countdown show. So I figured I would put him on with you since you guys probably knew each other, and he would be able to kind of, or you would be able to kind of show him how it's done.
I can do that. I'm looking forward to it. That should be a lot of fun.